In most of the recent political death matches on Capitol Hill, defense spending was at the center of the fight. This time it's immigration. Still, the threat of a shutdown and lack of resolution over defense priorities has a lot of Washington nervous. Joining me with his take, Todd Harrison, senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Todd, good to have you on.
Thanks. Good to be back.
So what is it you see? What's your best guess for what could possibly happen at the end of the week?
Well, the clock is ticking. We're getting closer and closer. The conventional wisdom, of course, is that they'll pass another short-term continuing resolution, so it will at least keep the government open and things running as usual. But we're starting to hear folks talk more and more about how they're fed up and they're not willing to pass another CR unless they have some sort of a deal, at least in principle, on the overall budget issues and even some of the immigration issues that have gotten entangled into this. So right now, I think it is basically a coin toss whether or not Congress gets a short-term CR passed by Friday.
And let's talk about the defense budget for a minute, because that is, once they figure out immigration, then they'll probably argue over that one. And how
Absolutely.
Does it look for 2018 at this point, and what are you hoping for?
Yeah, so at this point, the big issue in terms of the defense and the non-defense sides of the budget are the budget caps that are currently in place. So for DOD, the budget cap for FY18 is $549 billion. The president requested $603 billion. Of course, war funding doesn't count, and emergency funding doesn't count towards those totals. That's exempt from the budget caps. But folks in Congress have been pushing for even more than the president requested for defense, at least the defense hawks have. So what they need is a budget deal that raises the budget caps for defense if they're going to get any money more than the current caps allow.
Because I've heard that if the continuing resolution were to go for the entire year somehow, and that's not unprecedented, that the burn rate of federal spending would push the government into sequestration anyway.
Well, so the CR that they've passed so far this year, the three CRs that have already been passed, they included a provision in there with a tiny percentage reduction to keep it below the budget cap so it wouldn't trigger a sequester. Presumably, if they pass another continuing resolution, they will do the same thing, and they'll keep it below the trigger point for triggering a sequester. So I don't think that will actually become an issue. The bigger issue, though, is when do they eventually get around to passing a regular budget? Do they increase the budget caps, like DOD is expecting that Congress will? And is there enough time left in the fiscal year by that point to actually use the money?
Yes, because there's a lot of programs pending that the Defense Department would like to do, the Armed Services would like to do. But if the budget doesn't get underway until 3, 4, 5 months into the fiscal, can they really reasonably expect to start those things?
Right. And so some of the increase won't be executable if they wait till late in the year to actually get this done. If you look back at this past fiscal year, FY17, we had the longest continuing resolution, 7 months for DOD. That's the longest we've had in over 40 years. And so that's not a good trend to continue. It was very disruptive for last year. It looks like we could be on the road to do something similar again this year. We are already 3.5 months into the fiscal year now. If they extend it into February, then we're looking at 4, 4.5, maybe even 5 months that will be under a continuing resolution this year.
And aside from not being able to launch new programs until there is an official budget, what do defense leaders tell you the dangers are, or the difficulties that are engendered by this ongoing CR situation?
Well, it's obviously a lot of acquisition programs, because it's not just that you can't start a new program. You can't ramp up production of something you were already planning to ramp up. So there are all kinds of disruptions that get more and more severe the later you go into the fiscal year under a CR, but also things like your maintenance and training accounts. Under a continuing resolution, you can only spend at last year's rate. And so you, right now, that means in our operation and maintenance accounts, the department is spending at a lower rate than it had planned for this year. It has to spend at last year's rate. And so some training activities, some maintenance activities are going to have to be delayed. If you go too far into the fiscal year, you won't be able to do all the things that you had already delayed that year. You'll have to push some of them into the next year, and that will have to go into the FY19 budget.
We're speaking with Todd Harrison, Senior Fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. And when you look at the acquisition programs that are most important to the military, what do you think the top three or four are that they're kind of stuck on?
Yeah, well, you know, if you just go by dollar amount, of course, there's the F-35 program. They had planned to move up in production on that. Congress wanted to add even more planes than the military had requested. So all of that is on hold right now. There's the aerial refueling tanker, the KC-46. That one, arguably, it's a great contract for the Air Force. Boeing has gotten locked in on that in a firm fixed-price contract. But if the Air Force can't provide the money to follow through on the terms of the contract, they could be forced to renegotiate it with Boeing, and then you open it back up again, and it might not be such a good deal in the future. Then you've got the new bomber, the B-21 program, is just getting under development now. So that program was anticipating ramping up funding this year. That can't happen under a CR. So there are a lot of different programs, and you know, all sorts of shipbuilding programs as well that we could go into, multi-year procurements that are planned that you just can't get started or continue under a continuing resolution.
And of course, people are looking around the world, members of Congress and the general public, and seeing some pretty scary looking hotspots here and there. And what is the effect of all of this budgetary uncertainty on readiness? Because that's something the military leadership has really been emphasizing in the last year.
Well, that's where the training and maintenance budgets, I think, can really have a negative impact. If you've got this uncertainty in the budget and you're having to delay things, and then you eventually, you know, you get so late in the fiscal year, you can't do all the training you had planned to do, then that can negatively affect readiness. Also, you know, the maintenance, especially in our ship programs, you know, we have a limited number of slots in our depots for doing ship overhauls and repairs and just your ordinary day-to-day maintenance. You know, when you have to start delaying that, and then it, you know, forces changes on the deployment schedule and the cascading effect that can have over time, that can lead to maintenance problems in the fleet and readiness problems for the Navy. So, you know, there are all sorts of effects like this across the board. I think the biggest point, though, is it just drives inefficiency in the system to have this kind of uncertainty in the defense budget this far into the fiscal year.
Todd Harrison is Senior Fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. As always, thanks so much.
Oh, thanks for having me back.
We'll post this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.